And we are recording. Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome to Spiritual Conversation, honest and joyful explorations of ideas to help us align with our true spiritual purpose and live our best lives. I am your host, Jacqueline Claire, Mermaid of the Airwaves, here to take your hand and go on some deep dives together. Those are our water sounds. And today I want to start with a story. I got this story from the American Buddhist nun Pema Chodron in her amazing book, Comfortable with Uncertainty. So here we have a woman who is running from tigers. There are tigers hounding in upon her, and she's running and she's running, and oh my gosh, she's coming to the edge of a cliff, and what is she going to do? But lo and behold, there is a rope or a vine that is growing and hanging off the edge of the cliff, and it looks pretty sturdy and pretty strong, and it's a better option than being eaten by tigers. So she crawls down and she holds on real tight, and she starts climbing down the vine. And as she's climbing and she looks down below her, what does she see? But tigers below her. So she has tigers below her and she has tigers above her. And she looks up and she sees a little mouse that is chewing the vine that she's hanging on. Tigers above, tigers below, and there's a mouse chewing the vine that she's holding on to. What does she do? She looks from left to right, and she sees that growing out of the side of the cliff is this little bushel of wild strawberries. Tigers above, tigers below, a mouse chewing her vine. She plucks one of the strawberries, pops it in her mouth. There's this burst of flavor and juice and crunch, and she enjoys the strawberry thoroughly. And that's the story. And the first time I read this, I thought, there ain't no way I could eat under those circumstances. Like, I feel like constricted in my chest and my gut just thinking about it. And I like, no, I would have indigestion, you know? But that, in fact, is not the point of this story. The story is about the nature of life. That it is not an error or mistake or blip in the matrix that we often feel that there are tigers behind us and tigers in front of us. That you could say that there is no hump to get over. This is the nature of life. And of course, we can do things to like be wise and mitigate stress and, you know, all that stuff. But I mean, it is the reality of life and not some error or mistake or some way we're being punished or something. If we feel like there's always something, some scary animal behind us, in front of us, above us, to our right and to our left, right? There's a Baha'i prayer written by the Bab, the gate, that says, like, protect me from what is above me and below me and to my left and to my right. And that is so true. And so the story is an acknowledgement of the tigers of life, the hounds that hound us, that this is how it is. It is not a mistake. It's not like next month, next year, whatever, everything's going to be better and then I can enjoy the strawberries. This is how it is. And it is a matter of choice and appreciation to choose to delight in the preciousness of each moment. That's how Pema Chodron puts it. There will always be tigers, and we choose to delight in the preciousness of each moment. And though I still don't recommend eating when you're under great stress, again, the point of the story is what life was offering her in that moment that was beautiful and succulent and precious and pleasurable were those wholesome and beautiful strawberries. And she decided to enjoy that in that moment. And that brings us into the topic that I wanted to explore with you today, which is that of contentment, appreciation, contentment. And to float you the idea that contentment is actually an act of great courage. Contentment is something that I think we all can like agree in a sort of humming and haw Sunday morning kind of way that we all want. It's a virtue. Life would be better. I should be content. I want my children to learn to be content and that sort of thing. But if you're anything like me, I think there is a egoic resistance to contentment. Like if we're real honest about it, we're actually pretty terrified of this thing called contentment. And when I say egoic, I'm referring to the small separate self that core inside of us that wants to resist life, resist God, that's just very self-absorbed and is only wants its own survival. That metal hard thing inside of us. That's what I mean by ego. And our ego often, you know, infiltrates our thoughts and is very resistant to contentment. And probably because it means a sort of death to that ego, to that hard, closed off, metallic core of self. If we open up to enjoy the strawberries, but also because we want growth and we want change and we want evolution. And in my case, again, being like super radically honest here, the fear of contentment is somehow that means that there will be no growth and there will be no change. And of course, the flip side of that thought is that somehow an inner resistance, an inner no, an inner dissatisfaction will somehow bring about growth and change. If I say no to life, then life's going to keep trying to offer me better and better options. Right? Like that's kind of the thinking if you deconstruct it. If I resist contentment because I don't want to accept this life is not acceptable. It's hot outside and I wish it was cooler. I wish there was a breeze or, you know, I'm not in a relationship. I'm not in like a romantic relationship and then I want to be, or I'm in one and I wish it were different or whatever, these constant resistances, that at the core of that feeling, we're like, don't want to be content with what is because we want things to be different than they are. Or you could say we want things to be different than they are and therefore we're not content. But I actually believe it's the other way around. We want things to be different. Therefore, we resist being content because we are afraid of it. And maybe it's that egoic self. We're afraid it means there will be no change. Or maybe that's what our ego tells us, because really it means there will be change and it will be a weakening of that hard, metallic, selfish self. And one of my sources for this idea, in fact, where the light bulb came on for me on this topic, is this mystical Baha'i text called the Seven Valleys. And this represents the archetypal individual quest for nearness to God. And it's interesting that there are valleys, there are low points and high points, and it is this journey towards union or oneness with God. And again, there are seven of them. And contentment is the fifth valley. So it's not the last valley. It's not the penultimate. It's not a stagnant plateau of enlightenment, which I think is how it is also perceived sometimes, right? That because we want growth and we want change and we're afraid that if we're just content, one, we're not spiritually evolved to be that way, or two, we'll just sit cross-legged on the top of a mountain forever, and that's not actually what we want. But contentment is not the seventh valley. It's not the penultimate. It's not a destination in and of itself. It's the fifth valley. It's kind of this funny middle child in the valley sequence. And I see that as a very clear teacher for us that contentment is actually a gateway. It is actually a gateway for greater growth and change, which again, if we're real honest, that is the purpose of life. So isn't it fair to expect that life will help us along that journey for things to improve, for there to be growth, for there to be evolution? And contentment is our conscious choice to open up to that. I choose contentment. I choose to appreciate what is right here, right now. And appreciation is a way to help us be fully present. And the presence is a present, right? And through that, we become more of a channel for growth and change. Either we become the channel, or we open up to this like greater reality. And in the seven valleys, this mystical Baha'i text, the valley after contentment is actually wonderment. And doesn't that sound beautiful and like somewhere we would all like to be? I mean, this is why people want to fall in love. This is why people do drugs. This is why people jump out of airplanes and climb Mount Everest and dive into the depths of the sea, because we want to experience wonderment. And again, the seven valleys, this is a spiritual perspective where we, our spiritual eyes are opened and we see the majesty and beauty and profundity of all of life. So we journey into the valley of contentment. We make this conscious choice to be content with the reality of the tigers. And I mean, we should maybe try to run from them. I mean, we should respond to what life is giving us in the way that we think is constructive and healthy. You know, contentment is not like a turning off of our minds. It is a conscious choice to appreciate the bushel of strawberries in front of us, you know? And in the seven valleys, it says, although outward seeming, the wayfarer in this valley may dwell upon the dust, yet inwardly they are enthroned in the heights of mystic meaning. They partake of the eternal bounties of heaven and drink of the delicate wines of the spirit. So contentment is like just being open and enamored and trusting of what is as a gateway for greater growth and change, which again is the purpose of life. And it is natural to expect that life will give us what we need for that. And in fact, I think being discontent is more of an obstacle to growth and change. Like that is ultimately the irony of when we're, you know, not only do we have that core of self, but we're like using that to defend life. It's an obstacle. So if you walk away with anything from this episode, I hope it gives a sense of relaxation, that you're not doing something wrong, that you feel like there are tigers, and that there is no guarantee that next week or next month or whenever is going to be any different. And it is up to you to choose to lay down your resistance to life. That's saying, no, 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 I don't accept this, is just an obstacle for the openness and the growth and the change and the beauty which we all so desire. You can choose to be content, though you may dwell upon the dust. And through that, you may drink of the delicate wines of the spirit and enter this valley of wonderment and higher levels of growth and change. I'm also reminded of a concept in A Course in Miracles, that a miracle is a very practical thing to ask for and to pray for, and that they do exist, and that miracles are a change in perception, a life unlike the past. And I think we're talking about the same thing here, that through contentment, our eyes see things differently. And it says in A Course in Miracles that when we pray for a miracle, that it will come. And it may not come in the way we expected or even thought we desired, but it will come, and we will recognize it by how we feel. In spite of everything, in spite of the tigers, we will feel at peace. So I think contentment is an active way to put our trust in the reality of miracles, in the reality of a wisdom and a beauty beyond us. But it's our job to use our free will to choose to enter the valley of contentment, second by second, moment by moment. So let me know what you guys think, you guys, about the courage to be content, that it's actually a brave, super brave revolutionary act, like you are stepping out on this, you know, this branch of unknown possibility. When you accept the reality of how things are in this moment, knowing that they will change. Thank you so much for joining me, you guys. I always love to hear from you. So drop a comment in the YouTube, on Anchor. You can send me a voice memo. You can also email me from my website, jacquelineclaireart.com/contact. If you would like to support this podcast and support this channel, you will find links in the show notes or the description. If you would like to join my Patreon community and become a sponsor of this podcast content, or many other ways that you can support my work. And yeah, I really do love hearing from you. So thank you for taking this deep dive with me. I'm thinking about starting some Zoom follow-up conversations with anyone who resonates with the topic, who wants to explore it with other like-minded or diverse-minded people. So that's also something you could let me know if you like that idea and if you'd like to be notified when and if those Zoom things come about. I'd like to see what you think. So until next time, my friends, I wish you the absolute best in playing your unique part in making this world a better place and exploring how you having the courage to be content may open up new possibilities of joy and peace for you and others. Bye-bye, my friends.